shared values have determined the way Americans viewed themselves and others, and how they dealt with other peoples and responded to and sought to shape events abroad. From the birth of the nation, even when there was little cause to do so, Americans have shared a faith in their nation's destiny. The revolutionary generation did not hesitate to use the word empire, although for them the word meant something different from what it meant to Europeans. Jefferson envisioned an empire of liberty, a necklace of independent republics spread across North America. For the generation of the 1840s, America's manifest destiny was to spread across the continent and even beyond. When the United States thrashed Spain in 1898, it signaled to Americans and others the mature nation's emergence as a major power. "The greatest destiny the world ever knew is ours," Ambassador John Hay crowed from London. Amidst the carnage of World War I, Woodrow Wilson proclaimed for the United States what he believed to be its rightful role as world leader. Although his ideas were rejected by Americans in his own lifetime, they lived on to inspire U.S. leaders into the 21st century. Such was the nation's power and influence after World War II that the 20th century came to be called the American Century. In the 1990s, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright would refer to the United States as the indispensable nation. Americans have held decidedly mixed views about the international order and their place in it. On the one hand, they have been allured by the riches of the world. Their lust for trade with other countries led them to rebel against Britain's mercantilist restrictions in 1775. Early Americans viewed international commerce as essential to their economic well-being and their political freedom alike. Adopting ideas from European Enlightenment thinkers, some even saw free trade as a means to transform the very nature of international life. As the nation shifted from a commercial to an industrial economy, foreign markets and investment outlets continued to be seen as crucial to the nation's prosperity and stability. To be sure, Americans have often heatedly debated the importance of domestic versus overseas markets and the priorities to be assigned to the protection of domestic industries or the stimulation of foreign trade, making tariff policy at times a highly contentious issue. Yet from the Revolution to the present, the pursuit of economic self-interest has ensured a high level of global involvement. On the other hand, Americans have often seen themselves as a people apart. The revolutionary generation rebelled not only against Britain, but also against old world ways. European history formed a summary of the evils which America has escaped, a Kentucky lawyer rejoiced in the early 19th century. Americans associated conventional dealings among nations with royalty and found them repugnant. They rejected realpolitik and decried traditional diplomacy, in Thomas Jefferson's words, as the pest of the peace of the world. They saw themselves as heralds of a novus ordo seclorum, a new world order, in which enlightened diplomacy based on free trade would create a beneficent system that would serve the broader interests of mankind rather than the selfish needs of monarchs and their courts. In the early national period, Americans flaunted their distinctiveness by rejecting the trappings of European diplomacy, even the customary formal dress, and by refusing to appoint ambassadors, a rank associated with European royalty. As the United States emerged to world power status, it made its peace with conventional diplomatic practices, but Americans continued to see themselves as different from their European forebears and as harbingers of a new world order. For Wilson, the Great War more than ever exposed the insanity of European power politics, prompting him to set forth a vision for reforming world politics and economics according to American principles. Open diplomacy, disarmament, freedom of the seas, free trade, and self-determination for nationalities, in his view, would promote peace and prosperity for all peoples. From Massachusetts Bay Colony founder John Winthrop's invocation of a city upon a hill, through Jefferson and Wilson to George W. Bush's born-again zeal, Americans have continued to see themselves as a chosen people with a providential mission. God's American Israel, the Puritans called it. They have taken pride in their presumably unique innocence and virtue, the most moral and generous people on earth, in Ronald Reagan's words. They have felt a special obligation to extend